This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Is your business's sound as unique as your brand? Find out how Ambitiously Entertainment can help you create the perfect atmosphere.
Tired of the tax season headache? Laborly Bookkeeping is here to make your tax preparation simple and stress-free. We ensure maximum deductions and accurate filing, so you keep more of your hard-earned money. Don't wait. Get peace of mind for your personal and business taxes. Book your tax appointment today at laborlybookkeeping.com.
Copyright disclaimer under Section 107 of the Copyright Act 1976. Allowances made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research. Fair use is a use permitted by copyright statute that might otherwise be infringing. Disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this video and on the Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel do not necessarily reflect the opinion of our and Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel. All topics are for entertainment purposes only. TVMA viewer discretion is advised. All commentary is alleged.
It is me, your girl Laborly, aka Cat Lee. And hold on, let me get us right. Hold on. Let me get us right real quick. And if I can have a good thing. Yeah, there we go. All right. Now, today is it's always a well-needed day of the week. And I'm gonna tell you why. Because today is Fire Friday. Today is the day that we get into the music. This one is a little different though. This one is the after the, I like to call it the family days. I like the holidays, I don't really call them, the celebration is different. It's, to me, it's a day to spend time with my family. But to be honest with you, like for Thanksgiving, which was yesterday, if you're an American, if you're from America, you know what it is. If you're not from America and you're familiar, that's fantastic. If you're not from America and you don't understand what it is, baby, neither do I sometimes. But because I don't think it should be a day that I give thanks. I give thanks every day. I'm blessed. And so I don't feel like I should put it into one day, be like, oh, this is the day that I give thanks. No, every day I give thanks. So that those type of holidays, although my family, you know, they celebrate it, but for me, those type of holidays is a come together kind of day. Like, this is the day we come together. They celebrate it, so I'm with them. Hey, it's whatever, but I get to spend time with y'all, so that's what means the most to me. But yeah, so if you celebrate the holiday, then happy holidays to you. But yeah, but with that being said, because it is Fire Friday, DJ Rukasey has cooked us up a little something, something. I haven't heard it, but I know the theme of it. Do I want to call it a theme? The direction of it. So I'm excited to hear what he got cooked up for us this evening. But before we get to that, I need to get to this. A few things I need to say. Babes, a few things I need to say. Like, join the conversation. You could do that by calling the number 443-551-5963, 443-551-5963, or you could shoot us a text, or you could drop a comment. And if you drop a comment, send us a text, I will read it out loud. Comments will be on the screen. If you call in, you'll be live on air. So I just letting y'all know what it is. Just letting y'all know what it is. Yeah. Listen, I tell y'all all the time, that there are so many ways for you to get in contact with me about Ambitiously Entertainment business, bookkeeping business, like all types of business. But at the end of the day, I've given you all of the options that are available right now. You feel me? I gave you a whole long list of ways to get in contact with me. Well, I'm missing some, but I'll get to that later. But I gave you a list. You feel me? Pick one. But if you need a little nudge, hit us up. Contact@ambitiouslyent.com. Or you can hit us up at ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Again, that email address is ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. That's always a lot to say. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. While you're over there, join our coffee community. So I'll tell y'all about that a little later. But yeah. Of course, we need to shout out the one and only, DJ Rukasey. Much, much love to DJ Rukasey. I like how he bangs it out. He puts it together. He do what it is that is his gift that has been given to him. He does that. He uses his gift amazingly. But anyway, and also, if you would like to donate to the show, that'll be on the screen, I guess, throughout the show. I've been told I should do that, but whatever. If you would like to support the show, Cash App, Ambitiouslye ENT, Venmo, Ambitiouslye ENT. All right, so you'll see it again. No need to ask me what it is again. You'll see it throughout the night. But it is time to get to this wonderful, what I know is already wonderful, I haven't heard it, but I just know it's wonderful. So it's time to get to the business at hand. Let's get it.
Hey, what's up?
I just seen the woman left her room. I just came over to give me a little piece.
A little piece?
Yeah.
She gonna get her son to eat.
Okay.
She gonna be gone for 5 minutes.
I don't need two.
You need but two?
Mm-hmm.
Come on in.
just walk away. Is how I'm doing, what more can I say? Yeah. Do you? This nigga, I'ma do me. Do you? This nigga, I'ma do me. Do you? This nigga, I'ma do me. Do you? Nigga, let me attempt to spit this. Assist this with a pen in my fist. I'm swiftin' Sonny Liston's love beat. Quick six whips, sick click, yeah, slum beat. We stick chicks to their extensions, fuzzy jewelry, thick and chunky, ridiculous like in them pictures when Slick Rick was a young bee. Boy, I kick this Gumby, I'm comfy till you insist you'll take my existence from me. Clap, click, clip, spits, buddy. I place you in them ditches like Egyptians that stitch mummies. You limpin' broady. I serve niggas like the homeless mission kitchen when fixin' chicken for the bums free. You can't tell us we don't get this money. We keep a dollar up like Richie Rich's puppy. We looking for the dips with donkeys and hit. It's the Villa Gorilla Pimp, shot chimps and monkeys.
Killing it, just walk away.
Push on.
Is how I'm doing, what more can I say? Yeah, yeah. Do you?
Cause nigga, I'ma do me.
Do you?
Cause nigga, I'ma do me.
Do you?
Cause nigga, I'ma do me.
Do you?
Nigga. When you see me in a spot, never less than a dime. Y'all might roll with a six, we sit with a nine. See, I'm a sick rapper with a flow that's defined. Y'all might flip the flow, don't flip it like mine. Y'all might roll with a squad, but it ain't like mine. See, I'm quick with the flow, dog, I'm good to the go. I'ma stack till I spit, till I can't go broke. I want the bands, the range, I want it all, I want both. Then I dips in the whips with the chicks in the clothes. Cause I chills with the chicks that be the centerfold. Then I creep to the mall with a freak on the low. Then I come through the door, then I smash on the floor. Yeah, I keep sit moving like the local DOTs. Keep serving these yo's with these bad Tennessees. Let a nigga do his thing, shit, stop sweating me. Go and roll with a plan, girl, it's all hustle so free.
If you ain't feeling it, just walk away. Is how I'm doing, what more can I say? Yeah, yeah. Do you?
This nigga, I'ma do me.
Do you?
This nigga, I'ma do me.
Do you?
This nigga, I'ma do me.
Do you?
Yeah. But of course it be effortless. We pulling up in the Porsche, medallion the size of a horse. On my necklace, we done it again. Done got under your skin. We come hot like a gun pop running your gym. Can none stop this thing of ours? The ladies they fiend a double teen and G-strings and bras. Make them scream like electric string guitars. Don't hate on the squad cause my niggas are stars.
If you ain't feeling it, just walk away. Is how I'm doing, what more can I say? Yeah, yeah. Divide. That's five. Talk hustle, that's the way we survive. My alter ego, 555 people collide. Beneath a kind of locks, loud like a thousand shots. Black door, SP Cyclops, the spud on sidewalk. Dip like hydrox, spit fire, fly third eye talk. Then leave your mind struck. What? Misconduct, you fucking around. Yo, my man OC, told ya, time's up. React, respond. What? Y'all MCs is all stuck. Pull a seat up at my table of contents. A pill all the nonsense. I'm reading your contents. You hate it. The CEO, SP Incorporated. Supreme rap maneuvers that the leader orchestrated. You know what I'm saying? The most awaited. Back again. Shorty said, where you been? That I can't divulge. You can check for the balls. World load over and dull. You know what I'm saying? Get overwhelmed. Develop like hell. Step up into the round. What? Into the round. Y'all you know mean? Pete Lee. Man, Malik B. We gon' lose control. I'm saying, it seems you got to hit the flow. I mean, what? Rock the blow. Say that. Come on, hit the flow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right,
slayer. I got whatever kind of flavor. Ride from LA to Colorado to Decatur. Wherever I work, stay smoked for hours later. I stumble into some trees to scuff up your gators. Now when you with your lady, don't she tell you how she hate us, nigga? She hit me up with like 55 pages. My sound take you from conception to death stages. Introducing adrenaline, it's outrageous. Lift you up like you weightless, yo. Sit down, it's hard to take this bad news to spread around. Now I'm about to let you know what's up now. You be like, that's what's up now. I'm Black Lord, I pull the ground up from under your feet like it's a throw rug. My vocal impact, that of a faux slug. You hold your chest like, hold up. I need time to think, and that and they don't blink. Yeah, I'm saying, hit the floor again, now you extinct. Check it out, when we warming and we on the brink. Sanity niggas is panicking and trying to run. Check it out, hey yo, yo, fit some, but hip flow. Hold up, yo, 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 well, let's just don't know. Check it out, we about to just, yo, yo, let this go.
To my mom, crib so big it look like the Cinnadon. Give her a couch just to spill Henny on. And been a don since Lotto's and Benetton. Come on.
Some people say that I'm not the same girl. They say I think that I'm in my own world. But amazing thing that I have changed. Yeah. A little joke and not erase my problems. Be like you, I have to try and solve them. Yes, everything is quite the same. Whoa.
I'm just trying to be me.
If it ain't platinum with ice, he won't rock it. If it don't cost 60, he don't drop it. if it don't come with TVs, he don't cop.
Yo, he wanna get involved with you. It's the SA double DIQ. Yo, he wanna get involved with you. It's the SAWDIQ. Yo, he wanna get involved.
Met this girl walking in the ghetto. Looking good, but looking down.
What you say, come on, by.
Said she needed inspiration.
What you say?
I said, get your shit, cause we're going uptown.
Uptown, baby. Uptown, say what?
I could tell she was feeling better. She was a dark-skinned girl with pretty cornrows. She was doing her best to try to hide that scar.
What you say, come on, what you say now?
I don't really care about that thing.
Just what?
Just get involved.
Like that, take it down one more time.
Boy, you making me feel oh, so real. Just get involved.
Like that, one more time, what you say now? Why?
Every time I take you around, friends.
Come on, time I take you around, friends.
I catch them looking at your love.
Looking at your love, looking at your love, like that.
You know it never, ever bothered me. Because I know that I'm the one you're thinking of.
Stopped in his tracks. Get involved and make an intimate pack.
Come on, baby.
You know the way that you present your things. We in the belly, so we might as well play.
Come on, baby.
The way you shine, shorty, you the shit. The princess in the pauper pit.
Come on, baby.
We may be poor, but we rich in soul. Just get involved and get in control.
Come on, baby.
Just get involved and get in control.
Come on, baby.
You know the way you do it, yo, we rock.
Come on, baby.
One another,
friends or lovers, girl, we gotta.
I'm dog in the raw. For you and your, for you and your. You got to see to the cold blood. Ain't it? Come on. We take it. Yeah. My little daughter started nursery school. Brother Khan, gotta make I move through silence and violence with vibrance. The sign of times with rhyme shit that's timeless. Mind is a terrible thing to spare. Rap life's like a dream, it seems surreal. A nigga wake up, superstar, with no acres out. Traveling the world to see papers as paper. Streets take ya back and forth like a shaker. I'm a slave to the rhythms, breaking off. I get the job done, but some days I wanna take off. D be like, we ain't got no time for that. Quest Love said, we ain't got no time for that. My whole word like, we ain't got no time for that. So I rhyme when my back hurts. Play the numbers for my grandmother like Kraftwerk. I rock the patchwork fast. I'm into win, but then begin to sin. We're in the wind with hens and high kids. Reach for each to greet the meek with speech to seek and peek. Cause peep, shake is deep. I for weak styles that come out. At night when most cats pull the gun out. Go on and on and to the break of when the sun run out. Run out, run out. See, yeah, come on. Yeah, hit him with the. Come on, hey, for you and yours, for you and yours. Come on, cold blood, yeah, cold blood. Come on, hard, cold. Hey, yo, yo, I think I wanna taste these cards. I wanna get taste these cards. Come on, cold blood, cold blood. Does Mitch as a intense MC said to be the rain on the industry. I came with penitentiary talk, coke and a Hennessy walk. My imagery talks, metaphors and simile stalk. Time of war, my artillery costs the hardest nigga. I'm killing them soft, dealing with golf, getting blowed on the course. I be dissing magazines, but then by the source, can't explain why the force is with me. Known to bring a rapper down like Bobby did Witness. Sophisticated sisters strut like this is B Street and backpacks, bragging how they don't eat meat and abstract. I'm back smacking with the skateboard, flee the crime scene with a rhyme scheme to escape frauds, make broads become queens, run things like a roster sprinter. The way you mark the game of a boss like Henna, I remain like a tattoo with natural raps. Copy like facts, that's all actual facts. Battle raps is where it began, I'ma end it wherever I land. I thought of mastering those.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Come on, you know, hardcore, ain't it? Come on, yeah, for you and your, for you and your, you got to see to the, come on, cold-blooded, come on, cold-blooded, hardcore, rugged, rugged and raw, for you and your, for you and your, you got to see to the, yeah, hey, Mac Nasty, yo, yo, come on, rugged, rugged and raw, ain't it, for you and your, you got to see to the, rugged and raw, for you and yo. If you took yourself, my God, my
I'm in.
I know. First of all, let me give my synopsis for everything that just happened just now. I'm so glad you entered the building right when you did. Hi, honey. I'm glad you walked in right when that happened, too. Listen, let me give my synopsis of what I just heard, which is a wonderful synopsis, by the way. But listen, first of all, we're going to say this before I even say anything. We're going to say this. Much, much love to DJ Rukayzi, who just recently entered the building. Hello, Rukayzi. Because I was just about to talk about you. I was getting ready to say some things. So let me get to my synopsis. First of all, that felt like if I had a house full of people yesterday, which I didn't, by the way. It was a very intimate setting. But if I did, I didn't need no house full of people. It could have just been what we had. But had I listened to this mix prior to family functions, what I would say about this mix right here is that should have been playing out loud in my house yesterday. I'm just saying that. I'm going to start there. Listen, I asked you, then you ain't say nothing. So I just went with the one I had, the first one I got. So this is what it is. But yeah. I enjoyed that thoroughly, from Brandy to the Roots to Common to, man, that's what I'm supposed to play with my family members for family functions. That's what that was. And it was, man. It was excellent. It was freaking excellent. Rukayzi said, I'm so sorry. I was just realizing that today is Friday. Yes, it is. It is. And yes, that's because you was enjoying your turkey day yesterday. Good. That's the vibe I was looking for. That was exactly what you gave up, sir. Every bit of what you gave up, that was a vibe. That was, man. It was a couple of, man. That gave me some nostalgia. That would give my family some nostalgia. That would give everybody some nostalgia and maybe introduce them to some shit they never heard to before. That was some heat. That's what we needed on a Friday. Thank you. Thank you, Rukayzi, for blessing us. We loved it. Well, I loved it. I can't speak for everybody else, but I personally loved it. Definitely. Yeah. Thumbs up. Anyway, he said, Rukayzi has said, family mix, but still a touch of God. Yeah, for sure. That's everything I got out of it. Yeah, I like that mix. That was a good one. It was a real good one. Thumbs up again. That was a good one. Hey, me in here jamming the whole time. All right, anyway. But thank you, Rukayzi, for blessing us with another one. We appreciate it. So, yeah, man. That gave me all the vibes. All the vibes. All right, we good. It's time for me to show some love real quick. Listen, this list keeps growing. And the more it grows, the more I'm like, yeah. I'm pretty good at this thing right here. Nah, I don't say that. I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm so thankful. Thank y'all so much. And I'm like, that's the real truth right there. Like, oh my gosh, y'all made me feel loved. So yeah, it's time for me to show some love. First, I want to show some love to the viewing audience. If you're viewing this now or later, I love you. I love you very much. We love you very much. We love you so much. We absolutely do. For sure. Hold on. Let me see what Rukayzi had to say. We love you for certain. Anybody watching from Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, or Rumble, we love you. Thank you for tuning in. He said, happy y'all was feeling my vibe. Yeah, we was on that joint. Yeah, I was feeling it. I was definitely feeling it. I was jamming. I felt like how I'm supposed to feel during family holiday season. Yeah. He said, log on. Yeah, y'all should definitely log on. For sure, for sure, for sure. Yeah, log on. That's what y'all should be doing. I definitely agree with that message. But, yeah, it was like that. I like that. Big shout out to DJ Lukey. Again, let me remove all of this, though, because I'm going to be honest with you. It's time for me to show some love, and I hate it when I got words on the screen and I'm trying to get it together and all that stuff. But anyway, anybody watching from Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, or Rumble, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you so much. And the love is real, baby. The love is real. But these people that I'm about to show some love to, these people are amazing. First of all, let me just start with that. They're freaking amazing. They're our listening audience, and they come from wide, like far and wide. They come from all over the world, from mountains and seas away. They come from everywhere, and they download this podcast, and I ain't gonna lie to you. They keep me doing what it is that I do right now at this very moment. So I appreciate them, and this is why I show them love the way I show them love. It's time for the love notes. How do we come up with the name love notes? Well, I used to call it love. Doc, I hope you're feeling better, babe. Doc used to call it show notes. I was never going to call it that, even if he's not feeling that great. I still wasn't going to call it that. But anyway, Doc used to call it show notes. We bickered. We went back and forth. And then finally, we came to a compromise, because what we realized is there's no love without compromise at all. So we came to the compromise, and we came up with the name, the concept, Love Notes. Sticking to it, never going to change it ever. But these people, they are listening audience. And again, they come from far and wide, mountains and seas away, to listen to the show. So I appreciate them, and I always show them love because of that. Because of that. It is now time for the love notes. Oh, by the way, Doc also said I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I did not, but it was a lot of papers. But in all fairness, it was a lot of city, states, countries, and territories on those papers. I could never do cities right now because it's too many countries and territories that I'm covering right now, just in the way I show love right now. It's too much right now. So if I did cities and states, I'd be at it forever. Anyway, I love y'all, though. Don't get it twisted. I love y'all very, very much, but I just can't. Oh, it's too much. But anyway, it's time for the love notes. I love y'all. I love y'all. I'm sending y'all love. I love y'all. It's love, all love. Shout out to the United States, United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, Belgium, specifically Brussels. Oh my gosh. I love y'all so much. Thank you for the love, and I appreciate y'all so much. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, babies. Thank you for the love. Thank you. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you guys so much. And just thank you. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, the Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, babies. Thank you. Thank you for the love and support. I thank you so much. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, and Latvia. Hi. Thank you. I see a lot of y'all returning, and I appreciate it, and I thank you so much for it. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. I had to get that off my chest. Listen, Hungary, Greece, Denmark, Jamaica, I got you, baby. Slovakia, Ukraine, Peru. Hi, I love you. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the love and support. You guys are amazing. Italy, Egypt, Malta, Tanzania, Cambodia, Colombia, Trinidad, and Tobago. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the support. I appreciate you guys so, so much. Thank you. Bulgaria, Cote d'Ivoire, Palestinian territory occupied, Malaysia, Iraq, Ecuador, Islamic Republic of Iran and Ukraine. Hi. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Argentina, Saudi Arabia, Uzbekistan, and Georgia, not the state, y'all, the country. I love y'all so much. Thank you for the love. You guys are amazing. As the list grows, the more the list grows, the more I'm just like, man, I can't stop now. I gotta keep in. Things are gonna get intense from times. I'm gonna say some things that maybe not everybody agrees with, and then I'm gonna say some things that a lot of people agree with. But at the end of the day, over here, we are free thinkers. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion and is entitled to feel how it is that they feel. And so, you know, those that do come back and watch, listen to the show, or even those that come and watch the show, like, I know that you might not always agree with me, but y'all show love and support. And so I thank y'all for coming through and doing what it is that you do. You guys are amazing. So amazing. Life is pretty good right now. I mean, you know, besides the stuff that we don't really have control over, like world craziness and stuff like all the other stuff that's going on in the world. But for my little bubble, for my little circle, life is pretty good right now. And I can't complain. But I can do this, and I need to do this real quick. I'll be right back.
Tired of the tax season headache? Laborally Bookkeeping is here to make your tax preparation simple and stress-free. We ensure maximum deductions and accurate filing so you keep more of your hard-earned money. Don't wait. Get peace of mind for your personal and business taxes. Book your tax appointment today at laborallybookkeeping.com.
Listen, I had to put that because, first of all, if you are from the United States or any United States controlled territory, let me say this. The tax season is coming up very, very soon. Actually, it starts on January the 2nd. If you have your W-2s, you do not have to wait until January the 2nd to begin filing. You can file early, actually. And if you do it through, I just played the commercial. But if you do it through Labor Lee Bookkeeping, you can get we get the maximum refund that we can for you if you get a refund. Feel me? Like, we try. And if you don't get a refund, we get your affairs in order and get you straight and caught up. That's also why that's the bookkeeping side of Labor. But it's tax season, y'all, and it's time to get everything in order. And so if you are from the United States, feel free to hit. And also, on the website, Laborally Bookkeeping, you can book your appointment online. You can schedule your, you can, any questions, you can ask in the chat. I mean, well, in our little chat, we got a little chat about it on the side. You can ask questions, and we can get started as soon as possible. But at the end of the day, it is tax season. So I just recommend that you prepare yourself. That's all I'm saying. You'll be hearing more about that a little later on. I can't let that go until after tax season is over. And even after tax season, I still got to talk about it. So we're going to talk about it. Anyway, that's that. All right, it's time for me to say the things that I need to say. Like, join the conversation. You can do that by calling the number 443-551-5963. 443-551-5963. You can send a text to that number as well. If you send a text message, we'll read it out loud. If you call in, you'll be live on air. And if you decide to drop a comment, it'll be on the screen, and I will read that out loud as well. Hit us up. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Or you can hit us up at ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Check out our website. Wait a minute. www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. I don't know what was just going on just there. But while you're over there, join the coffee community so we can have salacious, taboo, and titillating conversations. And I cannot have censorship over there. I can cuss all I want. I don't have to wait a certain allotted amount of time to say what is on my mind with a few potty mouth words like shit and fucking bitch and all that shit. Like, listen, I don't like censorship and I don't like being told how I'm supposed to talk. So you join the coffee community, we can just have a raw conversation. Don't get it twisted. I might cuss like a sailor, but I'm very much still a lady at the end of the day. Big shout out to DJ Vrukasey. We love you. We adore you. We thank you so much for holding it down the way that you do, sir. That was very, I felt in the spirit. And being as though we running all through the holidays right now, I feel like maybe I'll play that at our next holiday function, which is coming up very soon. We got like two of them. Well, I don't know about the second one because that's one. I don't know what's going on that day just yet. But the holiday season's ahead, so I got something that I can play at the family if the family gets together. You feel me? So I'm very happy about that one right there. If you want to hear some more of it, you need to go to the website, click the radio, or click the play button, and you'll hear all the mixes that DJ Vrukasey puts together for us all the time. And also, I regretfully put this up, but I'm put it out. It's there, so I gotta put it on the screen. See how I don't even really want it, but okay. If you want to support this show, you want to help us keep it moving forward, hit us on the Cash App. $ambitiouslyent.com, Venmo @ ambitiouslyent. I keep saying .com. This is another reason why I don't like saying it, but $A, ambitiouslyent for Cash App. For Venmo @ ambitiouslyent. Oh, I think I got it all this time. Anyway, that is crazy work. Why do I always put a .com on the end of that? I'm trying to figure that part out. I say that a lot, so, and maybe because I say it after I say our website, but whatever. It is time for me to say the other things that I need to say. Yeah, again, thank you, DJ Vrukasey. We appreciate you so much. But now it's time for me to say the other things that I need to say. At the end of each show, I say these things, so y'all just gotta deal. You just gotta deal. The first thing I'm going to say is mind your business. It's not for me to keep my days where I tell everybody's business because I'm nosy and I want y'all to be nosy with me. It's fine. Why can't we be nosy together? Tap in. I try not to be telling people's business, but being as though I'm still, I didn't do a tap in this week either. By the way, I'm just getting ready for the holidays. I didn't do a tap in. I didn't do a wet and wire. I mean, I didn't do a wire tap this week. But we're here on a Friday, so let's get it. But anyway, on the tap in, I try not to, but sometimes it happens. It's not intentional, but it's definitely warranted. Definitely warranted. The wire tap, I'm definitely telling your business. If you have a case or some crazy stuff going on, and I can pull the case, or I can put a piece together to report on the case, I'm definitely going to do it. Every Wednesday, I'm going to do it. I am. You should not be a foul, depraved, sinister, heinous, disgusting, diabolical, despicable, nasty, filthy, trifling, stinking. And if Doc was here, he would say insidious individual. With a court case that I could talk about. So if you got one, I'm reading it. Just get over it. Get over it. Get over it. It's just happening. Oh, thank you, Vrukasey. We love you over here. We love you so much. Thank you for providing us with this great entertainment. I mean, thank you. But if you got anything going on that's crazy, and I feel like I can pull the case about it, I'm going to read it. So that's what it is. Or I'm going to put a piece together, and then I'm going to read that piece. And then it's going to make people look further and deeper, take a real deep dive into your crazy behavior. That's just what is going to happen. Okay? Okay. And Wet and Wired Wednesdays, they happen occasionally. I try to do one at least once a month. That's the theory I'm going with right now. Three Wet and Wireds. Three wiretaps, one Wet and Wired. But that's more my business. When Doc is here and feeling better. Get better, Doc, by the way. Y'all, we got to keep our prayers. Keep him in our prayers. We always want him to feel better, and he was going through some things. So I'm going to check on him probably tomorrow, see how he's feeling. But get well soon, Doc. But, yeah. The doctor's here is his business, too. Listen, if you ever make it on an episode of Cattails, which I found a solution, which I'm kind of happy about. If you ever happen to make it on an episode of Cattails, just know it's your fault that you made it there. And I change everybody's names. Nobody's real government names are given out. So the only way that they'll know I'm talking about you is if you get in the comments and start running your mouth. Yeah. Or you call yourself calling me to approach me about what it is that I had said. And in that case, and now I'm going to really expose you. I'm going to really put it out there. So I would just be quiet if I was you. And if Doc was here, he would say, I hear dog will holler. So just shut up so they won't know shit, because I don't give out real names. Everybody's name that is in this story, you will never know. I give them a whole nother identity. So there's no reason for them to come in. But if they hear the story and it touches home, then you know what you did and you shouldn't have did it in the first place. But I digress. Anyway, let's move forward. Love your babies, hug your babies, tell your babies that they are amazing and that they are the greatest of all times, that they are the GOAT. They need that love. They need that inspiration. It is your job to do that. So handle your business. Okay. All right. Do that. They want to be, listen, they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, or whatever they do over there at NASA. I have no clue. Never worked for NASA. But what I do know is you should get yourself a telescope, a good one. You can't see mine, but it's right above my head, right at the top. Right. There. Right there. So I have one. Get you one too. Now, and the tripod is for it. It's right there. So I'm telling you something that I know, right? Which is get yourself a telescope. Not the kind that you look through your neighbor's windows with, you perv. I'm talking about a good one. It might be a little girthy, like mine is. And it might require a little bit of assembly. It definitely comes with lenscope beams. A freaking app, if you got one like mine. An app. A good one. Hi, Nat Geo. Get yourself a good one. Put it together. Take it outside. Look at the sky. You might discover something. You never know what you might discover. Maybe a comet, an asteroid, a meteor. I don't know. I hope they all going past you if that is what you discover. A planet that they say is not a planet anymore, but I don't care. I don't give a fuck what they say. If you made me build a solar system, and now all these many, many, many moons later, you're going to tell me that it's not a planet anymore. No, if I had to put it in my little solar system for science class to get an A, it's a planet. I don't care what you say. And I don't even think I really got an A on it, but that's not the point. Because I had to do that, it's a planet. It's a planet. I don't care. And this message is not necessarily for you, but maybe the beings that beam you up or down and probe you. This message is for them. I don't want to go. I have no desire. Unless you got a planet better than this planet, in that case, I'll go. I'll go to that planet. But other than that, leave me alone. I don't want to go. I'm protesting. Hell no. I won't go. Hell no. I won't go. I'm not going. I don't want to go. But I do have a neighbor that you can come and get. She's ripe and ready for the plucking. Come get her asses. I'm tired of her anyway. Like, I think she's getting the point that I'm not the one to play with. But I hope she is anyway. But anyway. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator, engineer, because they have those two that they can be. I don't know. I love NASCAR only because they got a need for speed in that one point in time. The muscle car was king. And in my opinion, the muscle car is always king. I grew up riding in muscle cars. That's why I love them. So yeah. But whatever the case may be. Whatever the case may be, encourage them, babies. It's your job. Do your job. Do your damn job. All right. I just needed y'all to hear that part. But it is now time for your fair warning.
The following moments may contain explicit language.
It's not really a lie, but it's like a half truth because there's no may in it. It's definitely going to contain explicit language. Stay the fuck in your lane. My lane, your lane, not the same. Your lane is over here. My lane is over here. No need for you to be over here. I'm over here. You get back over there. I'm beeping the horn at you. Get your ass back in your lane. Listen, because you jump in my lane, you're going to get something that you really, really do not desire to get, because she's not nice, she's not kind, she's not sweet, she's not cuddly, she's not any of these things. She's a bitch, she's mean as fuck, and then you're gonna be looking at her like, why is she like this right now? But it's really your fault because you just could have stayed in your lane. Do not break the glass, do not push the button, or you're gonna get her, and you do not want her at all. Leave her alone. Let her be chill. Mind her business. Leave her alone. You don't want her. She's not nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly. You want her. She is. She is. She is. Plus, if you get her, you get a 2-for-1 special. 1-2. You get a 2-for-1 special. And you get an AU Big Purr, bitches. AU Big Purr. Oh yeah. But nonetheless, stay in your lane. Plus, what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. Well, who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay in your lane and everything is cool. Everything is calm and copacetic. Stay in your lane. Stay there. Okay. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle for you to be trying to fight now. And especially, listen, Rock, what you mean our lane? No, my lane. I can't even get no tacos and you talk about some island. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. I love you, Rock, but get out of here. It's my lane. Anyway, pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight. Some battles you really gotta be like, you know what? Nope. You got that. I'm live to fight to win the war. I'm gonna live to fight another day and win the war. Fuck you and this bullshit ass battle. Let me go plan and strategize so I can put you in your place. I'm not going to dig into his soul too much, but we already know who I'm talking about. It's still shit going on with this dude, and I don't even know why. He lied. He said he studied rap battles for a living. And obviously, he didn't, because then we still wouldn't be having what's going on right now. He obviously did not. So what I'm going to say to that is, if you did study, then you would have heard Mobb Deep a long time ago when they said that there's a war going on outside, that no man is safe from it. They said your bitch ass, they didn't add the bitch ass, but I'm adding it, can run, but you can't hide forever. In these streets that we done took, they said your motherfucking stupid ass petty boots, baby Caligula, little boots, aka Drake, you shook. I mean, you walk with your head down, you scared to look, you shook, ain't nothing, no such thing as halfway crooks, you scared. Listen, there's no such thing. But, oh. Okay, I might gotta check that out later. Sorry, I got an update about the music. But anyway, but don't be like him. Be like you. Matter of fact, that's, live to fight another day to win the war. And be you. Be insanely you. Be amazingly you. Be ambitiously you. Be unapologetically you. Be authentically you and genuinely you, but be you at the end of the day. It don't even matter if they say that they hate the way that you walk and the way that you talk and the way that you dress. Two things I wouldn't even worry about trying to fix. You can't worry about how you walk. And if you want to dress weird, then just be the best at it. That's all I'm going to say. But the talk is shit you can help. You can really help that part. You cannot file court cases that you get to a bat for a battle that you engaged in. You cannot make up fake ass accents. Nobody believes you. And you can just shut the fuck up and everything will be nice and cool and calm and collected. But for some strange reason, I don't know. But anyway, remember, what they eat don't make you shit, and what you eat don't make them shit either. It doesn't. You can't make anybody happy. No matter how much you try, how hard you try, whatever you do, you're going to try and it's not going to work, because then they're going to find something else to nitpick about. So, fuck them. What I suggest is that you focus on making you happy, and if they allow you to sprinkle a little bit of your pixie dust on them and say, think happy thoughts, and then they start floating and shit, then fine. But I changed that way, because the way I used to say it was disgusting. I used to say happy juice, but whatever. But just focus on your happiness, because happiness starts within. You're not happy here, you're never going to be happy. They never going to be happy. If they're not happy within themselves, they're going to be miserable. And you know what I say about misery. So, yeah, work on you. Fuck with you. Fuck with your own self. That's not to say don't engage, but if they gonna be acting stank, then get away from it. Listen, you came in this world by yourself, you're gonna leave by yourself, even if you are a twin, unless you the avocado twins that I don't speak on, because I don't know enough information about them. But yeah, you're going by yourself, babe. So with that being said, again, focus on you, getting yourself right, making sure you're doing the right thing while you're here on this earth. Listen, no matter how you try to fix it, you're not going to fix it. You're not. They'll find something to nitpick about, and I said this already, but I'm going to say this again. You're not going to fix it, and I told you, misery, that bitch love company. When she come around me, I'll be like, nah, bitch, get back. I can't do that. I can't condone that kind of behavior. So I would recommend you tell that bitch to do the same. I would. But lastly, I'm going to say dream. Dream big. Dream so big that your dreams exceed the universe and happen to another dimension. And then once you realize and visualize what the dream is or what the dreams are, plan and execute, because the only way it's going to happen is if you put the work in. It's not going to happen any other kind of way. Don't wait. Don't think that. I'm definitely not saying don't pray to the Most High. But what I am saying is this. Don't pray. Just pray to Him. He expects you to put in the work too. So that's that. Y'all, I got to get up out of here. I love y'all so much. Be safe. Have a great and fantastic Friday. Evening or night. It's night. And man, I'll see y'all on Media Monday so we can be nosy together. With that being said, I gotta get up out of here. Bye. I love y'all.
Volleyball is back. The world's best players together on American soil. This is volleyball like you've never seen before. Huge swings, massive blocks, jaw-dropping digs. A sport where every play is a highlight. League One Volleyball returns January 7, 2026 with teams in Atlanta, Austin, Houston, Madison, Nebraska, and Salt Lake. To buy tickets, visit lovb.com/iHeart.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.